This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Can investors be rational, or are they doomed to fall into one of two categories at any given time? Pessimists or optimists? The pessimist will look at everything going on in the world and conclude that it can mean only bad things for the markets and want to sell, while an optimist will always assume the market can only go higher. Both seem unfazed by the economic and market fundamentals, or signals that can rationalize the near-term market direction. Entire careers have been made on selling the pessimistic view, and it can result in massive missed opportunities. It's easy to fall into the trap of one side or the other, but keep this in mind. When looking at a half a glass of wine, the pessimist will say the glass is half empty. The optimist will say the glass is half full, while the realist finds a nice entree to pair it with. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of February 13th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. It was a big week as far as inflation data was concerned. The U.S.-based Consumer Price Index gained 6.4% on a year-over-year basis, while the Producer Price Index showed a 6% gain year-over-year. While inflation in the United States continues to slow, the pace of change hasn't been quite as fast as the market expected for January. With inflation falling on a year-over-year basis, the Federal Reserve, though, is closer to a pause in rate hikes. We believe there is a decent probability that the Federal Reserve has only one more hike left coming in March. However, what has really grabbed my attention is the market's belief that the Fed will cut interest rates before the end of the year. And this belief, in part, has driven some of the strong rally we've seen to start the year. Our models show a continued deceleration of inflation to near 4% by mid-year. If this holds true, then a pause may be in for now. But investors shouldn't take this to mean that the Fed, or Bank of Canada for that matter, is near a rate cut. We don't think rate cuts will come in 2023, and the earliest will be deeper into 2024. Remember, interest rate cuts are monetary stimulus, which means that any cut by the Fed or the Bank of Canada would likely only follow a deeper economic contraction than what a soft landing scenario would justify. In this case, investors are being far too optimistic. Optimistic in that interest rate cuts are being priced into the futures market, and too optimistic in that cuts won't come as a consequence of a deeper recession. This is what we think investors are missing. Investors believe an economic soft landing is likely. Now, this is our view too, but the Fed wouldn't cut in a soft landing scenario for fear of stoking the economy and inflation again. Rather, we believe following a pause, higher rates are likely to stay for a while. Historically, the federal funds rate sits above the rate of inflation. This was the norm prior to 2008. And for inflation to fall to a level that would support the Fed in a rate cut in 2023 would suggest a significant drop in demand, which realistically would only come with a deeper recession. So here's the realist's view. If the Fed cuts interest rates in 2023, that is good for bonds, regardless of the reason. If the Fed pauses after March, bonds still offer an attractive yield not seen in years. We still believe stocks have the better return profile in the long run, but in the short run, current rates will provide positive real returns with likely much less volatility. Bonds should serve both optimists and pessimists well over the coming year. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.